promised to sign the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. It has been several months and still the government has made no move to sign the declaration. So when is this going to happen? My guess is never. And I don't say it lightly. In my experience, we should take anything the government says with a grain of salt. In other words, the government should put its money where its mouth is before opening it. How can the government claim fiscal responsibility and then spend $9 billion on 65 military jets, especially when every expert out there is saying that it will cost a lot more than that? How can the government spend that kind of money when there are so many social issues that need attention? With $9 billion, you can improve the status of living on a lot of First Nations communities, build new programs to help Aboriginal youth deal with suicidal tendencies, give money to Native friendship centers across the country, which provide an invaluable service to many urban Aboriginals. It seems to me that this government has been fiscally irresponsible. You just have to look at the G20 debacle, which added $875 million to the ballooning deficit. Money that could have been spent helping build low-cost housing and helping the homeless. Money that the Montreal Native Women's Shelter could have used to help protect Native women from their abusers. There's also been a disturbing trend when trying to get answers from the government, and it has made many organizations nervous if they complain, they face further cuts. But I've also noticed that the Harper government cares more about how the world sees them than trying to fix the problems. On more than one occasion, the UN's permanent forum on Indigenous issues has told Canada to look into the issue of missing women, but very little has been done, and obviously they took a big, gigantic step back. When talking about the image, you just have to look at the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. The message that we are one happy family within the Canadian mosaic was the government's way of glossing over the real issues. Issues like poor housing, high unemployment, bad water, high suicide rates, pretty much how poorly Canada treats First Nations peoples. They reminded me of...
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. roasted children, killed frogs, pulled down rednecks, rolling logs, whopped out old ladies, are kissing dogs. Hate the human love, that stinking mud. Can't stand it, try to make it real. Hey, compared to what? Oh, hey, try to make it real. Yeah, compared to what? Yeah. President, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us a rhyme or reason. You have one dog, they call it treason. The chicken feathers all without one gut. On Sunday, sleeping guard, we're trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright, they're trying to tell us what he thinks is right. It really got to be some kind of nut. Yeah, trying to make. God, where's my money? Unreal values, crass distortion, unwed mothers who want abortion. Kind of brings to mind, oh, young King Tut. He did it now, tried to make it real, real.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm one of your co-hosts, Fleur Cooper. Unfortunately, my partner in crime, Christian, is at work this evening, so I'm on my little lonesome. We just heard John Legend and The Roots with their cover version of Compared to What, which was originally written by Les McCann in the 60s and featured political criticism of the Vietnam War. And I was actually inspired by this album that John Legend and The Roots put out. We played it last week, and this is actually a whole album that John Legend and The Roots did are cover albums of 1960s and 70s soul music. The reason they, and all the songs, sorry, that they chose on this album have themes themes of awareness, engagement, and social consciousness. The reason they put this together was because of the inspiration around the 2008 presidential elections, and Legend explained that he wanted to make an album that reflected the hope and the sort of analysis and engagement that was going on during that time. So I actually was inspired to put a collection of my own choices together with regards to some soul music and blues music that has a message. If you've never heard of Are You Aware before, we profile musicians that have a positive message around their music or that have been involved in philanthropic endeavours. So we like to talk about what the musicians have been involved in and also what causes are close to their heart. The reason I chose soul music today was because I'm actually dedicating this whole show to a new addition to the universe. Willow Burton arrived last week, and I just want to say congratulations to her parents, who might hopefully will be listening in Australia. Her parents basically put me on to soul and funk about 10 years ago, and I've never looked back since. I find that soul music really... especially the soul music that comes out of the 60s and the 70s and also the blues music from the early 1900s onwards, really reflects a sense of engagement and standing up for what you believe in. And they do it with such a beautiful... beautiful lyric and a beautiful, sound to them. So that's what I've done today. I've chosen a bunch of music that has a political or social justice or just a really positive message around them. The next music world, the next song we're actually going to play is by a very famous artist called Sam Cooke. Whenever you go onto the internet and check out, if you ever do, which I do a lot because I'm a big nerd, political songs or the top 20 political songs, you always find this song in there. This is Sam Cooke. It's from his album Keep Moving On, and the song is called A Change Is Gonna Come. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Knocking me back down. Oh. SAS, Sexual Assault Support Center, offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services, or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. Love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Be able to stay home, brother. You You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and we just heard Gil Scott-Heron with his famous song, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, from his album, Pieces of a Man. And we're not going with our usual format this week on Are You Aware? I've actually got inspired by The Roots, like I said in the last little section, and by John Legend and The Roots album, to put a soul music with a message show together, seeing as Christian's not here and I can indulge my soul, my love of soul. So Gil Scott-Heron, obviously one of the sort of cornerstones of the civil rights movement and one of the artists that were involved during that time to sort of bring about the anthems of that time. Song, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, actually was a poem written by Gil Scott-Heron. It was the B-side to Heron's first single, Home Is Where the Hatred Is, which is a brilliant song as well. The message of the song is the elusive nature of political culture in Nixon's America, and there's a lot of references to the inability of the mainstream to capture the real heart of the people and commercialism. And it's funny, listening to the songs and putting this show together over the last little while, I realized how transient music is and how powerful it is, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years after it was written, and the relevance of it. I mean, a lot of the songs that I was listening to this week to put into this show really had resonated with what was going on in the world today. And that's, it's a great example of a song like that is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, which was the song we just played before. Again, talking about war and environmental issues and things like that. He wrote that in released in 1971. And, it's still relevant and it still resonates audience today, and I'm sure it gets everybody's heart, you know, it melts a little bit in everybody's heart. This was the first Marvin Gaye album that was credited as produced solely by himself. So obviously before that, he had a little help from some friends. They describe What's Going On as a unified concept album consisting of 9 songs, most of which led into the next. And I think it was probably one of his first concept albums of all time. All of the album is told from the point of view of Vietnam War veteran returning to the country he has been fighting for and seeing nothing but injustice, suffering, and hatred. And, you know, today of all days, being November 11th and Remembrance Day. It's interesting to hear that, you know, these songs coming out from the 60s that still, you know, when you're thinking about who lost their lives during the great wars that have happened over the last sort of 2 centuries or so, you know, the music's still there, and the music really, really takes you back to that place and also brings you forward to where we are now and seeing how much more we have to get done. So yeah, there are a couple of anti-war songs in here today. I thought they were kind of relevant to what we're remembering today, that, you know, people have fought and died for our country, but have also got to see the senselessness of the war. But yeah, like, respect those people that did go out there and do it. Now, we are going to sort of switch it up a bit. This is a little blues set for the next 3 songs. We have Odetta with her song Water Boy. She is an extremely famous blues musician from the early 19th or 20th century, I should say, often referred to the voice of the civil rights movement. Her musical repertoire largely consisted of American folk music, blues, and jazz. She had a lot of spiritual religious songs, which were created by enslaved African people in America. So a lot of her songs sort of have relevance to the pre-civil rights era, I guess, when anti-slavery was a huge issue back in the 20s, and the only way people could speak out about it was through songs. So I think I've done enough speaking. Let's listen to what Odetta has to say. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
What a boy. Well, don't come right here, gonna tear upon you. There ain't no hammer on this mountain that ain't like mine. I'm ahead of the making, all the way to the jailer, all the way to the jail. Will you jack on this mountain. don't come right here, gonna tear upon you.
All right. Saturday, November 20th, it's No More Strangers at the Biltmore Cabaret. Come out and get down to the glimmering sounds of Diamond Rings. Also taking the stage will be Humans, Teen Days, and Double Dragon. This is an early show. Doors are at 7 p.m. Tickets are $11 in advance and can be purchased at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, The Biltmore, and TicketWeb.ca. For more info, you can visit BiltmoreCabaret.com. Don't miss Diamond Rings with Humans, Teen Days, and Double Dragon, November 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Proudly presented by CITR.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange and bitter cry. Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Robert Johnson with his song from his song Crossroads from his single. Robert Johnson is probably one of the most famous of the Delta blues musicians. His music has influenced generations of musicians, including Muddy Waters, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, and Eric Clapton. He's ranked number 5 in the Rolling Stones list of the 100 greatest guitar players of all time. And not much is actually known about him, unfortunately, because he passed away at the age of 27. The song recorded in 1936, as you can tell by the crackling, which I kind of liked. I like that kind of mono crackling sound from back in the early 30s. It was recorded in 1936 and inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday with her song Strange Fruit, which was a huge, huge hit for her and caused a lot of controversy when it first came out. It condemned American racism, particularly the lynching of African Americans, and that had occurred chiefly in the South, but also in other regions throughout the states in the early 30s. And 20s. Holiday's version of the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1978 and it also included in the list of songs of the century by the Recording Industry of America and the National Endowment of Arts. It was actually written, it began as a poem written by Abel Meerpol, a Jewish high school teacher from the Bronx, about the lynching of two black men. He published it under the pen name Lewis Allen. He wrote it because it was to express his horror at the lynchings, possibly after seeing Lawrence Belter's photograph of the lynching of Thomas Shipp and Abraham Shipp in Indiana. I chose those three songs, those three blues songs, because I think it's really important if you're doing the soul perspective, music with a message, or soul music with a message that we're doing on Are You Aware tonight. I think it's really important to put some blues in there because blues was the first sort of civil rights music movement back in the early 20s and, from the 1900s. And a lot of that blues music came from the cotton fields. So I think it's really important to acknowledge those songs and blues music of that era because it was, I guess, the first sort of genre that actually spoke out and spoke out against injustices in a horrific time. We're going to move back on into some soul music, and one of the probably godfathers of soul or the kings of soul is Stevie Wonder. He wrote a hell of a lot of hits over his years. Christian and I saw him a couple of years ago, and he still hits every note. The song that we've got for you today is actually from one of his more famous albums, Songs in the Key of Life, and this song's a huge song. It's 8 minutes, so I'm going to be quiet and let you listen to it. The song is called Black Man, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Cause it means destruction of innocent lives.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you're about 35 minutes left of the Soul Music with a Message show here on Are You Aware? We've been playing a few tracks. I've tried to keep it a little bit not so focused on the war protest songs, but you can't ignore that song. That was one of probably the most famous protest songs of the Vietnam War era. That was War by Edwin Starr. And it was written in 1969, and it was actually first had the Temptations as the original vocalist. We're actually playing a Temptations song a bit later on if we can get to it. And this was probably Edwin Starr's most famous song, and it was a blatant protest against the Vietnam War. It was actually a number one hit for the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1970, and it's probably the most successful and well-known of his career. Now, I wanted to talk to you guys. We've got a couple of pretty cool things coming up on CITR within the next sort of week and a half. Starting on the 16th of November, we have Fun Drive running for 10 days. This is a chance for you guys as listeners to support CITR. We are actually a volunteer-based radio station. All the DJs are volunteers here. We have a skeleton staff and we need your support. We don't get that much government funding, and our Fun Drive is our biggest fundraising event for the year. We're trying to push for $30,000 to keep the operations going and get a digital library, which will help with the technical difficulties that we sometimes experience here at CITR. And if you're an avid listener of Are You Aware, our perfectly unpolished concept, you know that we do have a few technical difficulties. So it's $30,000 that we're looking to raise. Each show wants to raise at least $150, and it's starting from next, I guess, whenever the 16th is. I don't know when that is. That's next Tuesday. So from next Tuesday to the following Thursday. You can pledge any time. You can also pledge during the show. Next Thursday during our show, we will be actually giving away free tickets to the Black Angels and Black Mountain show at the Commodore on December 1st. We haven't decided what you're going to have to pledge to get those tickets, but Christian and I are working up a scheme this weekend. Also, as part of that, you can also get a fund drive swag. If you pledge over $30, you get a Friends of a CITR card, which is pretty cool. You get all these discounts in shops around Vancouver, including the Eatery, I think Zulu and a few others. It's a pretty cool little card to have. If you pledge $60, you get not only a CITR card, but also a record bag. If you pledge $101.9, which is obviously our FM frequency, you not only get that record bag, a CITR card, but a limited edition surprise. Now, we have a lot of swags of CDs around here, so I'm sure that they're going to go. We're going to try and get some CDs for you guys next week to add to our little swag of our show when you come when you call in and pledge. I guess the biggest thing you need to remember is the number for next week when you do call in and make your pledge. It's 604-822-8648, and there will be people standing by to collect your money. The only other thing I can say is please give. Even $5 will go a long way. We really need to reach our target, and there are only a couple of community radio stations in Vancouver, us being one of them. And if you want to hear your independent music and great shows like Are You Aware, you need to really support us. So we are also, which is kind of fun, having a fun drive finale at the Biltmore on the 26th of November. There's going to be, it starts at, doors start at 8, well, the show starts at 9, doors are open at 8. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. And it's actually 10 local bands playing 90s cover tunes. So if you've got some baggy pants out there and some day glow, you better wear it. Some of the bands on the bill include Hermetic, Safety Show, Fine Mist, Rick White's Hair, Roll Mac, Alan Forrester, The Manipulators, White Lung, Babe Rainbow, and Leah Abrahamson. Me and Christian are going to go after the show, so we'll be on the dance floor cutting a rug, and I'm sure a lot of the other DJs are going to be there causing some mischief. So if you love to support CITR, love to listen to us, please pledge for the next 10 days starting on the 16th of November, and come down and celebrate with us at the end of it at the Biltmore Cabaret. Now, I've done enough talking, so I'm going to keep the music rolling. This song was actually, I was doing my research to try and find some pretty cool, socially conscious and aware songs from the 60s and 70s, trying to find a couple that you would know and a couple that you might not know. And I stumbled across the Chi Lights, which is a Chicago-based soul vocal quartet from the early 1970s. And they were one of the few from that period to not come from Memphis or Philadelphia. The song that we're playing, For God's Sake, Give More Power to the People, is actually their third album. Now, I stumbled across Billy Bragg, who's a very political musician. He actually chose top 10 best political songs of all time, and he said that he chose actually the Chi Lights, and he said that James Brown, Sly Stone, and Gil Scott-Heron all made great political dance music, but this cut from the Chi Lights gets my vote every time. So I hope you enjoy it. This is the Chi Lights, For God's Sake, Give More Power to the People, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Goes. They know when- happiness.
There's no price for love.
Up goes the price of living.
And you're right back where you were.
So whatever you got,
just be glad you got it.
Now we're gonna get on up
and get some more.
So God say,
you got to get more
power to the people. For God say,
why don't you get more
power to the people?
Boom, 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 boom.
For God's sake,
you got to get more power to the people.
For God's sake,
why don't you get more power to the people?
For God's sake,
you got to get more power to the people.
For God's sake,
why don't you get more power to the people?
For God's sake,
got to have it, more power.
Together with one another, out of their problems and out of their quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another, and do respect for the women of the world. Just remember, we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live,
and help each man be a better man with the kindness that. Give. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Can. Oh, okay. We if we want. Yes, we can. Can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Break gosh, your mind. Yes, we can. I know we can.
Of the children, the children of the world. They're our strongest hope for the future, the little bit of boys and girls.
Make this land a better land in a world in which we live.
Help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. Get together, get together now. Get together, get together now.
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Sly and the Family Stone with their song Stan from the same name. And they are probably one of the most influential funk and soul bands of the early 70s. They're from San Francisco, California. They were active from 66 to 83. And they were pivotal in the development of soul, funk, and psychedelic music. The most interesting thing about them, not only are they like the fattest, funkiest people ever, but they were actually the first major American rock band to have a multicultural lineup. Caucasians Greg, Errico, and Jerry Martini were members of the band at a time when integrated performance bands were virtually unheard of, so segregation was still pretty apparent in the 60s and early 70s within the music industry and who was working with whom. The success of Stan secured Sly and the Family Stone a performance slot at the landmark Woodstock Music and Arts Festival. Most of the lyrics that Sly and the Family Stone focus on are pleas for peace, love, and understanding among people, and they basically that's what they stand for the whole time. They are pretty much one of the most influential bands and one of my favorites, and I have to thank Miss Sophie Faye for putting them onto me a long, long time ago. Before that, we heard Lee Dorsey with his song Yes We Can from the album of the same name. Lee Dorsey was
a huge musician from 1965 onwards, and he played a whole bunch of songs, including Yes We Can, that actually became was adapted as the campaign slogan by President-elect Barack Obama during his time. He was actually, he served in the United States Navy, which was pretty crazy, and he was also was a light heavyweight in Portland in the early 1950s, and then from then went on to a musical career. We only really have 15 minutes left in the show, and I wanted to let you guys know about a little event that's happening tomorrow in support of AIDS Vancouver. AIDS Vancouver last week launched their We Care Red Ribbon campaign for the month of November. They're trying to focus people's consciousness around the issues with associated with HIV and AIDS and people living in Vancouver that have these issues. The two themes that they're focusing on throughout the month is stigma, the silent epidemic, breaking down the silence, and safer sex practices. As part of that, the first 2 weeks are around stigma and breaking down the silence. So what they have done, they've partnered with Pacific Cinema Tech tomorrow night to put on a re-restored print of Parting Glances, a Bill Sherwood film, which unfortunately it was his one and only film that he made because he died shortly after of AIDS back in the mid-80s. It's actually Steve Buscemi's first ever film, which is pretty cool. I saw it a little while ago, and he's looking very slim, old Steve Buscemi, back in the early 80s. He actually plays an HIV-positive person, and it's a really interesting movie to go and see. And also, 50% of the tickets sold will go directly to AIDS Vancouver, who is one of the oldest AIDS service organisations in Canada and is the only HIV positive directed food bank in the Lower Mainland. So people who are HIV positive and living under $20,000 can actually access their food bank nearly every week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to get food that is actually directed to HIV positive individuals. So there's a lot of nutrient. They focus on providing nutrient value or nutrient rich foods for HIV positive people. So because obviously if your immune system is compromised, you need to have that nutritious food to keep you healthy. They also are doing some public outreach events throughout the month, including free hugs. They're giving out free hugs next Wednesday at SkyTrain stations around the city. So if you see someone with a sign that says spread the love, stop the virus, and they're offering free hugs, go and give a hug, because you know what? It doesn't cost anything and it makes you feel good. They're also... The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are going to be around Davie Street in the third week of November singing safe sex Christmas carols as part of the public awareness campaign. So if you have nothing to do and you want to check out a really cool movie and also support a great organisation, head down to Pacific Cinema Tech around 7 o'clock. That's when the movie actually starts. Get your tickets, get there early, and yeah, watch a great film and support a really good organisation. So we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I have decided to put some Curtis Mayfield on the list of songs for this wintry afternoon / evening. This song is People Get Ready. It was a single and probably one of the most influential songs for the peace movement in the late 60s, early 70s. So enjoy. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the dealers calling. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready
for the train to join.
Passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key.
Open the doors and board.
There's hope for all among those loved the most.
hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind.
Save his own.
Believe me now. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. So people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
I'm
Mark.
I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee.
And
Jason.
The Bear.
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just...
Give us some random advice.
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca. Or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Music, yeah, yeah. Oh,
jail, had no money but to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Silas began to shout. Doors popped open and all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Got my hand on the freedom power. Wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Oh,
You're listening to the last 5 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I hope you enjoyed the soul music with a message show we've just given you. That was one of the best and most amazing singers I've ever seen in my life, Mavis Staples. That was her song Eyes on the Prize from their album We'll Never Turn Back. If you're lucky enough to see Mavis Staples a couple of years back at the Folk Music Festival in the summertime, you would know exactly what I mean. She can wail, and she's 70 and she's still performing. She's best known from her involvement with her family's band, the Staples Sisters. They've been around for quite some time. She's known as a gospel singer and a civil rights activist. This song actually was a folk song that became obviously influential in the 50s and 60s as part of the civil rights movement. The song was composed as a hymn actually well before World War I and then reintroduced, and the lyrics of the version were actually written by civil rights activist Alice Wine in 1956, so she must have accommodated the tune with these new sort of more up-to-date and relevant lyrics for that time. It's based on the traditional song Gospel Plow, also known as Hold On. And we've got one more song. I'm actually going to end how I started this week's show. I'm going to play one more song from John Legend and The Roots' new album, Wake Up. This song is called Wake Up Everybody. I hope you enjoyed the soul music with a message show. If you have any requests, any questions, suggestions, anything like that, you can always email us. We are you aware? radio@gmail.com, all one word, or you can find us on Facebook group. Please don't forget, next week is Fun Drive. Pledge. We need your money to stay afloat and to give you the great music and the tunes that we love to spin for you guys. And don't forget, on 26th of November, it's the Biltmore Cabaret Show to end the Fun Drive. Okay, we've got this last song for the day. I hope you enjoy it. And we have Bleak up next with Exquisite Corpse. This is Wake Up Everybody on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. See you next week.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have so very long.
just let it be. You and me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the God hour, the morning I wake up. Just for the breath of life, I thank my maker. My mom say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. Though I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fell in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze and the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars, and rumors. I want us to get by, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters, more than looters. Created in this image so God lived through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love, love, love can reboot us. Come on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
Oh, wake up, everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Cause I need a little help.
I can't do it
alone.
Of Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hey, I can't be in the studio this week. I'm in Washington State checking on my mom and my newly built treehouse, things like that. So you can just, hey, this week on Exquisite Corpse Radio, we're going to be bringing you, well, we're going to turn the reins over to the Church of the Subgenius. Yes, they did some pre-election coverage, the U.S. election, that is, and you know, did their usual subgenius take on what's going on down there in the former USA. So I hope you enjoy that this evening. And what I also want to tell you about now is to think about the funding drive coming up, starting on the 16th, and then continuing for about a week and a half. I want you to think about giving specifically to Exquisite Corpse Radio. Put that on your calendar. And if you're hearing this now, go ahead and make a donation with this show in mind. Say you're giving to CITR and Exquisite Corpse Radio. And I want you to think about that before that happens. Now let's head into some